Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll do some whistling, fulfill a request, play What's My Line, and celebrate the birthdays of Val Rosing and Amanda Blake. Listener Dan sent a nice email this past week, among other things, suggesting that I play, as he put it, a bunch of those college songs. So here for listener Dan is a bunch of those college songs, beginning with Ruth Etting.
Be taught to dance. Right here at Tate, we're up to date. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheik learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto complete. Say it with feet gladly. First lesson right now. You love it and how you love it. Here is the drag. See how it goes. Down on your heels, up on your toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Get that much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries, everybody down on your heels, up on your toes. Day after school, learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on your heels, up on your toes. Say that's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Say it gets as much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries, everybody down on your heels, up on your toes. Stay after school, learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. That's a dance they call the varsity drag.
Walk around a bit, shake your shoulders, go to town a bit. When it's got you, you'll get hotter. That's college rhythm. Tilt your skirt or tilt your pants a bit. First you strut, and then you dance a bit. Do it low down, hidey-ho town. That's college rhythm. Sway, and then you'll stop, and then you'll hop, and then you just must. And little rumba, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee- all the world, we'll soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, sir, that's college rhythm. Thank you. and then you just must add a little rumba.
And once again, our attention is directed to Ben Pollock and his boys as they introduce to you, musically, of course, the dashing youngster, Betty Coed.
Betty Coed is loved by every college boy, but I'm the one who's loved by Betty Coed.
Presentation of the World Broadcasting System. This is Chester Gaylord announcing. Please stand by for your local announcer.
That dashing youngster, Betty Coed. Betty Coed was written by J. Paul Fogarty and Rudy Valley and played by Ben Pollock and his orchestra, with the vocal by Chester Gaylord, from a 12-inch 78 RPM transcription of the Whiz Radio Program No. 1, broadcast in September of 1930. The 10 shows, only one and a half of which have been found, were broadcast in Canada and were sponsored by the R.M. Hollingshead Company, makers of the Whiz family of products for the car and home, which included soaps, polishes, greases, antifreeze, and insecticides. Before Betty Coed, it was Johnny Davis and his orchestra with Benny Goodman and Bunny Berrigan in the band, and College Rhythm. The vocal on that October 15, 1934 Decca recording was by Johnny Davis. We started the show with the sweetheart of Columbia Records, Ruth Etting, with Rube Bloom providing the piano accompaniment on The Varsity Drag, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson, and recorded December 15, 1927. I'm that dashing youngster, Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. If you've ever attended or watched a professional sporting event on TV, you've more than likely heard an Acme Thunderer. The Acme Thunderer is a whistle invented by Joseph Hudson, an English toolmaker from Birmingham, England, in 1884. The Acme Thunderer has been heard in 137 countries, and over 160 million Thunderers have been manufactured by Hudson & Company, which is still based in Birmingham, England. Acme Thunderers aren't just used at sporting events, either. British policemen use them, and if you are a passenger on Titanic, you would have heard one. I happen to have an Acme Thunderer myself, along with a genuine Hudson siren whistle. So here to commemorate Joseph Hudson's Acme Thunderer are some songs about whistling, starting off with Fats Waller.
Love to whistle, 'cause it makes me merry, makes me feel so very I love to yodel. Everywhere I go, yodel-ay-o, yodel-ay-o. My, my. Early to bed, early to rise, makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I found out, I know it's true, what a whistle does more for you. I love to whistle, yeah. Troubles won't come near me, man, especially when you hear me. Something there. Sounds like a whistle. Yeah. Boys, I broke my
whistles. I love to hear whistles that blow in the night on a fast train. Steamboats have whistles with deep notes. I love to hear deep notes that blow in the night on a steamboat. Boy, listen to that thing. Ain't that a mournful sound? Ah, it's got me. Wish I was homeward bound. Ah, whistles. I'm crazy about whistles. Just any old whistle that blows in the night.
Hey, look out for that car!
Whistles, they paid for their whistles. In jail for their whistles. Cops' whistles are bad, I don't like them. Whistles, their whistles got frisky when wetted with whiskey, and now they are sad. That's the moral. Ah, musicians love that call. That whistle's best of all. Homeward to Mammy and Pappy. We're gonna be happy. So blow, whistle, blow. Thank you.
you see, it's just a thing. It's just that catchy kind of song that everyone can sing. It's wrong to take the money for the work that others do. So you've got to sing this chorus, and I'll share the screw with you. If you can't sing the words, you must whistle the tune. All the boys and girls are sure to whistle it soon. And when you've heard it, take my word, you'll say some chorus. If you can't sing the words, you must whistle the tune. Then you'll want some more. If you neither sing nor whistle, just to show we're pals, you must all shout encore. I sang this song the other night, the parson took the chair. The audience sang the chorus too, which made the parson stare. He rose and said, we'll now conclude with number 43. Will the congregation kindly rise and sing this hymn with me? Then I said, if you can't sing the words, you must whistle the tune. All the boys and girls are sure to whistle it soon. And when you've heard it, take my word, you'll say some chorus. If you can't sing the words, you must whistle the tune. Then you'll want some more. If you neither sing nor whistle, just to show we're pals, you must all shout encore! I had a birthday yesterday, the sixth I've had this year. I asked the boys to drink my health, they gave a mighty cheer. We had toasts and drinks and toasts, we'd whiskey, wine and gin. Said Binks, I'll sing a chorus song, you boys must all join in. And when you've heard it, take my word, you'll say some chorus. Neither sing nor whistle, just to show we're pals, you must all shout encore!
From all the way back on September 1st, 1915, Billy Murray from an Edison record, and If You Can't Sing the Words, You Must Whistle the Tune, written by Herman Darefsky. He was also the composer of Bravo, Gallant Scouting Boys in 1909, and Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers, which was sung by Jack McArdle in J.C. Williamson's stupendous extravaganza pantomime Cinderella. In the 1920s and 30s, Darefsky led his own bands, playing at London's Winter Garden Theatre and recording dozens of sides on the Parlophone and Metropole labels. Unfortunately, I don't have any recordings by Herman Darefsky. I'll have to try to remedy that situation. Before If You Can't Sing the Words, You Must Whistle the Tune, Hal Kemp and his orchestra had all sorts of whistles in Whistles from March 25, 1931. The vocal was by Skinny Ennis and Saxy Dowell. We started that whistling set of songs with Fats Waller in his rhythm and I Love to Whistle from March 11, 1938. I Love to Whistle was written by Jimmy McHugh with the lyrics by Harold Adamson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL Avalon and RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn@RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 9171. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, February 20th, marked the birth in 1929 of Beverly Louise Neal. You may know her as Amanda Blake. Still doesn't ring a bell? How about Miss Kitty in Gunsmoke? In any case, here to celebrate Miss Kitty's birthday are some rapidly rotating records about kitties, beginning with the Cotton Pickers.
Thank you. I've got an old maid sister, she's crazy over cats. She wears her hair just pasted down, for she's afraid of rats. She's got the neighbors talking, and they don't think she's right. For you can hear her calling cats at any time of night. Go on, sister. That's a pussycat rag. Right underneath my window at 12 o'clock at night, they either serenade the moon or else they start a fight. Out comes my old maid sister and calls each one by name. Someday she'll lose her pussycat if she keeps up that game. Old sister.
Listen, my goodness, sister, what is that hideous noise?
Why, that's Tiny, my beautiful little Maltese cat.
Well, you'd better call Tiny into the house, or I can see her finish. Here comes a coon with a big bulldog.
Here, Tiny.
Lay down there. What's the matter with you, boy?
Oh, I say, you horrid man. Why don't you call your dog away?
I can't hold that dog, lady. There can't nobody hold that dog. The minute you see a cat, simply impossible, ain't it, Jerry?
Well, if you don't go away, I'll call a policeman.
Say, lady, the cops won't go near that dog. Besides, I can't hold him no longer, no how.
All right, then. Let the dog go. But you'll wish you hadn't. You'll be sorry. I gave your pal warning.
You gave me warning, eh? You say that I'll be sorry? Go on, Jerry, go for that old Molly Bruiser. Lead her up. Sing her.
Go for him, Tiny. Give it to him, Tiny. Give it to him, Tiny.
For the Lord's sake. Say, lady, what kind of cat did you say that was?
Why, she's nothing but a little tame house cat.
Lady, that ain't no tame cat. That cat done made Bob Bulldog look like a monkey. That's a wild cat. That's a pussycat rag.
Last segment, we had a record from 1915, but the one we just heard was a year older than that, having been recorded in 1914 by Victor. That was The Pussycat Rag, Kitty, 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 by the Peerless Quartet, along with Ada Jones. The Peerless Quartet at the time consisted of Arthur Collins, baritone, Henry Burr, second tenor, Albert Campbell, first tenor, and John Meyer, bass. Before The Pussycat Rag, it was Horace Henderson and his orchestra and Kitty on Toast, composed by Horace along with Brother Fletcher Henderson from February 27, 1940. That record will have its 64th birthday in a few days. We began that eclectic Kitty segment with The Cotton Pickers in 1929 and Kansas City Kitty. I looked it up on the map, and Kansas City, Kansas is exactly 350 miles from Dodge City, Kansas, which is where Miss Kitty owned her saloon, the Long Branch. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on February 16th in 1950, Arlene Francis, Dorothy Kilgallen, Hal Block, and Louis Untermeyer joined moderator John Charles Daly for the debut on CBS television of the longest-running game show in primetime network television history, What's My Line? The show was produced by Mark Goodson and Bill Todman and was on the air for 17 years and is still on the air thanks to the Game Show Network. Matter of fact, I watched an episode just the other night. So here to commemorate What's My Line are some rapidly rotating records about lines, starting off with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra. ¶¶
the lines. And though I say I'm feeling fine, you'll find beneath that very line a little teardrop. Though I pretend to you that there is someone new, I'm still the lonely one that finds. And though I try to hide a broken heart inside, can't you read between the
chalk line. I've altered my view. Oh, I'm walking the chalk line, honey, and I'm toeing a mark for you. Just got out my red book and tore it in two. Oh, I'm walking the chalk line, honey, and I'm toeing the mark for you. Each night at length, I pray for strength to stroll that narrow lane. Avoid each lure, I'm so damn pure, I should be wrapped in cellophane. In church every Sunday, asleep in my pew. Oh, I'm walking the chalk line, honey, and I'm towing the mark for you.
some rapidly rotating records about lines to commemorate the debut on February 16, 1950, on CBS television of What's My Line. We began with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra from a 16-inch shellac radio transcription disc and Can't You Read Between the Lines, written by Al Dubin, Pearl Fine, and George Meyer. The vocalist was George Gramlich. Gus Arnheim was Abe Lyman's pianist when Abe Lyman's was the house band at the Coconut Grove. When Lyman moved his band to Chicago, Arnheim remained in L.A. as a member of Ray West's orchestra, and in 1927, Gus formed his own band at the Coconut Grove, where he was resident for the next 5 years. After Gus Arnheim, it was George Scott Wood and his Six Swingers, with the vocal by Sam Brown and I'm Walking the Chalk Line from October 29, 1934. George Scott Wood was born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1903. After joining the Omega Collegians in mid-1929, he joined Jay Whiddon's band as pianist and was soon principal arranger. In 1933, he was appointed musical director for HMV's Regal Xenophone label. We finished up with Blanche Calloway and her band and Lina Jive from November 6, 1935.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Last week, February 21st, marked the birth in 1910 of Val Rosing, son of the distinguished Russian operatic tenor Vladimir Rosing. In 1935, the Val Rosing Orchestra appeared in the British film In Town Tonight, and the following year Rosing broadcast and recorded with the band. But he was primarily known as a singer and eventually made it to Hollywood, where he had a successful career in opera, concert halls, and appearing in some films. In November of 1935, Rosing recorded for Columbia, backed by the Radio Rhythm Rascals. Well, you may not recognize the name, but you might recognize the following recording featuring the vocal by Val Rosing.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Ray of cheer to my plea. Tell me that you love me too. Ah, please let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charm. Every night my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending, and please tell me that you love me too. Are you listening? Are you bored? Have I struck that certain chord? Does your little heart react? Why hide the fact? Keep me guessing, but you'll find I possess a one-track mind. Love is all I talk about, but you'll never tune me out. Have a soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play that role of my gloomy Romeo? Oh, please say you're not intending to tease. Beat that happy ending and please tell me that you love me.
From the big broadcast, Robin and Rangers, Please, crooned by Val Rosing, backed by Jay Wilbur and his orchestra in November of 1932. Before Please, we heard Val Rosing backed by Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra, March 3, 1931, and Just a Dance at Twilight, Love's Old Sweet Song. We began our little tribute to Val Rosing with a record which was a big hit for Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, The Teddy Bear's Picnic, written by John W. Bratton and Jimmy Kennedy in 1907. That recording is from September 28, 1932. And we've got time for one more. Here's another one of those college songs, Hal Kemp and his orchestra and Collegiana.
Till I drop, I never stop. If you want to see what is getting me, show you what to do.
Bum, 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 bum.
Collegiana, see how it's done. Easy as pie and lots of fun. You'll never have to study this muddy water hard.
Bum, 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 bum.
Miss Pollyanna never was glad until she grabbed an undergrad. And did Collegiana, it never was a flaw. Honor students and every pedagogue, all go to pedagogue at night. Two-step, new step, you come along with me, you'll get a new degree dancing. You're gonna burn them up, turn on the heel, air out your books and you'll begin to feel. You know the new Hosanna, Collegiana Reed.
Thank you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.